I'm pleased to invite to our microphones Troy Miller, President and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, an Association of Christian Communicators. Troy, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
You said a couple of weeks ago, and I'm quoting you here, "We need to be involved in the halls of corporate America, particularly those who are controlling the channels, the highways of communication today." You said that at NRB's recent Capitol Hill Summit, and it seems like those halls for us, they seem like so far away. How can we make a difference?
Yeah, so and I really believe that today. So we talked a little bit about NRB's history in dealing with the federal government, and the federal government is fairly easy to at least deal with and understand. You can watch what goes on in the regulatory process. You can see what legislation is coming through. There are court filings for any litigation that's going through. But corporate America is an entirely different entity in itself. Corporate America, you don't exactly know what's going on in those boardrooms or those hallways of corporate America. And so we need to be diligent, and NRB is really starting to work on that, to be in communication and connection with corporate America. Recently at that Capitol Hill Media Summit, we had a gentleman by the name of Kevin Martin. Kevin formerly served on the FCC. He was chairman of the FCC in the early 2000s, and he is now the vice president of, I believe it's a public policy content for Meta. Meta is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. And he came and spoke to our audience about how Meta is changing and how they are moving their policies to be what we would call more First Amendment free or friendly on the side. And if NRB doesn't engage in those kinds of conversations, then again, we'll see corporate America continue its cancel culture against evangelical Christian messages. And this goes to your listeners as well. Listeners also need to be engaging with these corporate companies to let them know who they are, not only as an audience that uses these platforms, but also who they are as an audience who are American consumers.
That's great. Great encouragement for us. On a final note, you know, with the culture the way it is, I have often said when people ask me what I do, I say, well, I am a member of the minority media. And then I go on to explain to them that I'm involved in Christian mass communication. And it just seems that what we do and what you do, especially as the tip of the spear there at the NRB, it's an uphill battle with some of the major corporations, as you say, and also the FCC at current. It seems to be pulling us in a very different direction. Do you personally get discouraged, Troy? How can we pray for you?
Yeah, you know, it does seem, when you look at it on the surface, it does seem like we're kind of in a very, very desperate times here, and it can be very concerning or even discouraging. But you know what? As Christians, we know how this ends.
Yes.
and we know who we serve, and we serve the creator of the universe. We serve the God who said in the beginning, "Let there be light." After those words, I don't think much else matters about God's ability or capability to do things. And so that's who we lean on, and that's who I lean on. That's who we understand who we serve and the battle that we're in. And we know, even in the New Testament, look, the New Testament apostles and disciples in that first century, they were up against one of the most powerful governments in the world at the time, maybe one of the most powerful governments to ever exist. And yet Christianity flourished and forged through that and grew global around the world. So we know that, and that is what we do. We pray, as you said, every day. We pray about what we're doing, and we are faithful to God's calling. That's the most encouraging thing I think I can tell people, just to remember that we are faithful to God's calling. He is faithful to us. And look, as we deal with these corporate entities and we deal with the U.S. government entities and the litigation and things that we're doing, please pray for us and all of our staff for wisdom as we do this, that we will do this in a loving manner that brings glory to God and keeps the gospel moving forward, that even the gates of hell will not stop it.
Wise as serpents and meek as doves.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much, Troy, for the work that you do, keeping the airways open for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, thanks for having me today.